Blog Talk Radio.
What I haven't been willing to negotiate, and I will not negotiate, is on the debt.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to reiterate, John, the president's made clear he's not going to be negotiating over the debt
Look,
limit.
The president's been very clear. He's not negotiating on the debt limit.
What I will not do is to have that negotiation.
Let me reiterate what our position is, and it is unequivocal. We will not negotiate with Republicans in Congress. He will certainly meet with Putin.
I did discuss this with President Putin. This is something that is not new. I've been discussing this with President Putin for some time now.
We're going to work with the Russians.
Mr. Prime Minister, we are serious, as you are, about engaging in substantive, meaningful negotiations.
Negotiations.
We are prepared to negotiate in good faith, in mutual respect.
Decades, the White House, the Congress, have used the debt limit to find bipartisan solutions on the deficit and the debt.
Hi, my name is Rachel, and my telephone number is... I wanted to tell you that you're evil, horrible people. You're awful people. You represent horrible ideas. God hates you, and he wants to kill your children. You should all burn in hell. Bye.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. 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 Until now. Now. Now.
You feel that? You better hold on.
Shipmates, and welcome once again to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise. We are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we can't afford. All right, I want to apologize for yesterday. First of all, I blew up, cussed, threw a fit, threw a little temper tantrum. I'm not going to apologize for what I said. Certainly not going to apologize for why I said it. I'm just apologize that I had to get to that point. Fine. Now it's over. We missed a lot of stuff yesterday because, well, you know, I mean, look, certain things I just have no tolerance and patience for things that I should not have tolerance and patience for. You're going to remove a flag that says support our troops because one neighbor said that it was an eyesore? Okay, the people of the town, people of the county, if you remove that sign, you're removing freedom. Well, we're a country of freedom, founded on freedom. The whole purpose for our country even forming was about freedom. So if you people in that town can't remember the name of the town, I think it was Oklahoma. Doesn't matter where the hell it was. If you're going to remove that sign, you're going to find this church, Simple Truth Church, for a sign that has the American flag and says support our troops. That says more about you than it says about anything else. This is the kind of crap that we can no longer tolerate. We cannot have that in this country anymore, period. And if you tolerate it, you deserve it. No more can we put up with the people in Congress that just do not want to fight because it's the wrong time, or they might get exposed, or if we cancel something or get rid of something or make something happen that is beneficial to the entire country, well, these people's, well, they're not going to make any more money. So I'd like to know, I want to ask Mr. King and Mr. McConnell and Mr. Boehner and Mr. McCain, all of them, what are you gaining? What financial gain are you getting out of this Obamacare? Why you get on these talk shows and you talk about how bad Obamacare is and all this and blah, 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 blah. You make me sick. But when it comes time to actually doing something about it, they're MIA. And if they're not MIA, they're sitting on the sidelines criticizing the very people that are up there doing what they're supposed to do, why they were voted in. But most importantly, they're doing the elder statesman's job, because the elder statesmen, well, they're either too lazy or they just don't have any more poop. Who cares what the reason is? If you're not going to fight the battles, you need to get the hell out of the war. You hear that, Mr. King? You're fired. Mr. Boehner, you're fired. Mr. McCain, you're fired. Mr. McConnell, you're fired. Mr. Graham, you're fired. If you're not going to do your goddamn job, stay the hell out of Washington. We don't need you anymore. We cannot afford you. And Mr. King, if there's anybody that's a fraud, it is you. You are the fraud. I don't even want to dig into you, Mr. King, because I'm afraid I'm going to find out a whole bunch of dirty, nasty, rotten, mean, crazy things. I just want you gone. We can't afford you anymore. The country cannot afford you, Mr. King. You were my representative. No more. Anyway, I wanted to get into what I didn't get into yesterday because pissed me off, and that's just the way it is. I'm not going to apologize for being the way I am. I am myself, period. I just apologize that I had to get that to that point. You probably didn't need to listen to me sound off and cuss and throw a fit, but you got it anyway, whether you wanted to or not. But anyway, let's try to focus today. It's New Year's Eve. We got one more day of the year 2013, maybe 2014, maybe something better might happen. Who the hell knows? Every year, it's the same thing. Oh, the next year is going to be better. Oh, the next year is going to be better. Well, it's always next year. Kind of like if you're a Cowboys fan. It's always next year. Well, anyway, let's get into this. Let's lift our jib and get this ship underway. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All right, let's get into this, what we missed yesterday. There's a lot to cover here. And I got a whole lot more to cover. So if I can contain myself without blowing up with these stupid people, maybe we might get through a whole bunch of more stuff today. Depends on how these people piss me off or not. More Benghazi cover-ups and blames and lies and on and on and on and on and on. Now, I'm mad that I didn't cover this yesterday. But in any event, we're here. Doesn't really matter. I'm sure you've heard of this embarrassingly pathetic fluff piece in the New York Times about how Al-Qaeda had nothing to do with it. It was all the video. Oh, yes. You see what happened on Sunday. I'm running around the house doing all kinds of different stuff, and all of a sudden I look up, and oh, God. You know, the Sunday morning puke shows are on. I better, you know, turn it on. Well, I just happened to turn on NBC first. Or, what the hell? No. Let me correct myself. That's right. I was trying to get on at the time, but I don't have television, so I just get everything on my computer. And it was 10 o'clock, and I couldn't get anything on. Finally, I get on at 10:30, and a link that finally worked. It happened to be just NBC. So it comes on, and the first piece is this David Kirkpatrick. By the way, with this story, he's writing a book, and part of this story or chapter or bits and pieces of his book, this guy just wants to sell books. He's not interested in the truth. Well, the first thought that I thought of immediately, this is simply to vindicate Hillary Clinton. So you know, they, oh, see, you know, she was right. Yeah, it was the video. It was this. And that guy in jail who made that video, he's still there. You know, it's all his fault. And then I thought, you know what? No. I don't think this is so. It is to vindicate Hillary. Yeah, don't get me wrong on that. But it's much deeper than that. It's much more cynical than that. What this really is not really so much to vindicate Hillary, even though it is. But it's more to vindicate, well, not vindicate, but it's more to protect the media from them actually having to ask Hillary Hitman Clinton all the tough questions on Benghazi. This piece is not for Hillary Clinton. This piece is for the media to take them off the hook so they don't have to do their goddamn job and start asking the tough questions. If it was a Republican, we wouldn't have to worry about it. They'd be asking the tough questions. We would know everything what happened in Benghazi. If President Pro Tempore Barry Sotoro was a Republican, we would know, first of all, Fast and Furious would have been, a lot of people would have lost their jobs for that one. I don't think we would have even had Benghazi if we would have been responsible with Fast and Furious. Actually, take that back. If we would have been more responsible with the first stimulus package, we wouldn't have had the rest. But see, we don't do that anymore. We don't control our government. Well, that's our job. That's our job as the citizens. We are their employers. We have to control them. We have to keep them within the confines of our Constitution. I know that's a tough job. You might have to actually put down that goddamn bag of Cheetos, get your fat ass off the couch once in a while, but you're going to have to do it. You want to be free? You're going to have to get off the couch, period. So in any event, this is nothing to do with Hillary. This is to protect the media. That way, they don't have to ask the tough questions. Well, we already had that New York Times report. I mean, here these people are going on and on and on about one New York Times report. It's not even a report. It's a fluff piece. And the New York Times? Look, not for nothing. I know New York Times is a reputable newspaper, blah, blah, blah. I don't read it because it's most of it's bogus. It's too expensive to begin with. It's a newspaper. So you got to pay at least four times as much to get the damn thing, and it's nothing but crap. The New York Times is not a reliable source of information. And now the Democrats are just, I mean, they're slobbering all over this one piece. Now, here's a big problem that I don't like. This guy goes out and he's talking to people in the local people of Libya. Well, Mike Rogers said a good thing. He said, you know, when he was a prosecutor and I think he was with the FBI, you know, he had to go to prison and talk to prison. He said he never once, there's never one guilty man in prison. And it's true. They're not going to go up and say, yeah, Al-Qaeda, we did this, we did that, and they're going to tell this reporter. No, of course they're going to blame it on the video. Do you think they don't know what the hell's going on in America? They watch TV. They know what the hell we're doing up here. They know the politics that's going on in America. Don't think for one second they don't know what the hell's happening. They're trying to divide this country. That's why they're telling this David Kirkpatrick, this pseudo-journalist, trying to write a book. A book? A book? Look, Benghazi is not, you know, what happened in Benghazi was a terrorist attack. This isn't an opportunity for you, you little creep, to write a goddamn book. First of all, you don't even have the facts. You didn't interview anybody, any American. You only interviewed the people that were there. Of course they're going to give you a bunch of BS and blame some stupid video. First of all, the video wasn't even released until like a day, that day or the day before it was released in translated in Arabic. This was not about a video. This was pre-planned. The British were attacked. They left. Red Cross, they left. We were attacked. So what did we do after we were attacked? Well, we lowered our security. How else are we going to get those 400 surface-to-air missiles out of there if we got all this security? We can't put these missiles in the hands of dangerous people if we have all this security. And we certainly can't have these 400 surface-air missiles get in the hands of Syrian rebels, who are terrorists, by the way. They're all connected together, whether they say Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah or whatever. A terrorist organization is a terrorist organization. Who cares what the stupid name is? I don't. But how in the hell can they get these 400 surface-air missiles into these terrorist hands if we're going to send rescue teams? We can't do that. Plus, we won't be able to get there on time. Well, how do you know? Well, because we know about the attack. You know, we were working on it. We had planned it. Oh. I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, until we have the real facts, which we don't have, but until we do, we have nothing but to speculate. All the evidence that I have before me, I can't talk about your evidence. I can't talk about my neighbor's evidence. I can't talk about my mama's evidence. I can't talk about anybody's evidence. I can only talk about the evidence that I am privy to. And that information simply suggests, may not have been an inside job, but it was certainly, the job was allowed to continue and allowed to be completed. That is evident. This had nothing to do with the video. So in any way, David Gregory on Meet the Press brings this David Kirkpatrick on there, this anti-journalist, whatever you want to call him, this manufactured fluff piece. And they're just, I mean, I just can't believe it. And there's this show on MSNBC I seen the other day. It was a video clip. This was yesterday on, I think it was on YouTube or something. I don't watch MSNBC, but it had this chick on there. The name of the show is called Disrupt. Now, first of all, you got a show called Disrupt. See, that to the left, that's their motto. Their motto is not about getting to the truth. Their motto is not about getting to the issues, getting to the bottom of the problem and fixing it. No, it's just about disrupting. Don't worry about whether you have facts or not. Don't let the facts get in the way of your reality. Don't worry about the facts. Just win the argument. And if you have to disrupt, you have to distract, you have to obfuscate, do whatever it is that you have to do. That way the truth doesn't get out, and you walk away the hero. Well, I can't believe the name of the show, Disrupt. That's the name of the show, Disrupt. Well, see, this is what we don't need anymore. This is the difference between the left and the right. The left isn't worried about the issues. They're worried about themselves. And that's another reason why this fluff piece was done. It was to help them. It was to help the Democrats. Because they don't want to admit that they were wrong. They put all their cookies and all their stock in on this make-believe media manufactured character. They call Barack insane Obama. I call Barry Satoru. That's all this is. He's manufactured. The Clintons were manufactured by the media. Obama's manufactured by the media. They tried manufacturing Jimmy Carter, but, oh, God, that was a waste. The only reason why he won is because of Nixon, and I remember that when I was a kid. It was a bunch of crap. Ronald Reagan, actually, he came pretty close to taking the bid away from Gerald Ford. But in any event, all that is history. We got to worry about what's going on now. And what's going on now, David Gregory's up there interviewing, months of investigation by the New York Times. Months of investigation, he says. Yeah. Months of investigation. What were they investigating? Just simply to, well, find and try to disprove those on the right. See, this isn't about four people that were killed. We don't hear about that. The whole article wasn't really talking about anybody that was killed. See, that's not part of the issue. Four people are dead. That's the issue. That's the issue to me. Four of our brothers were slain. They were murdered. That's the issue to me. Four of our American brothers were murdered. That's the headline. Not that it was a stupid video that we all know was bogus. I knew it was bogus the very moment that I heard it. I heard it on radio, far before television. They didn't report it on television. It took them a long while before they finally got it on television, but the radio got it. So anyway, he's asking this David Kirkpatrick. Months of investigation by the New York Times centered in extensive interviews with Libyans in Benghazi. He didn't bother to ask any Americans that were over there. Yes, most of them, actually probably all of them, have they can't talk to the media, so there's that. But if you're going to write a book or you're going to write a newspaper article, don't you think that you need to have both sides instead of just a side that makes, well, the media look good? So they don't have to admit that they were wrong? They didn't mention anything that they couldn't talk to these people. He didn't mention that. He didn't mention that he couldn't talk to any Americans that were over there. Oh, no, it wasn't Al-Qaeda. Well, it may not have the name Al-Qaeda, but they're all affiliated with each other. They're Islamic terrorists. Doesn't matter what their name is. And nobody ever said it was Al-Qaeda. They always said they had links to, affiliations with. Pay attention to the old news clips. Nobody said it was actually Al-Qaeda. But that's all the left hears. This piece is not about Hillary Clinton. This is about the media. This is to protect the media and protect the media only. So anyway, he goes on. Interviews with Libyans in Benghazi who had direct knowledge of the attack there. Oh, direct knowledge. What does that mean? Oh, yeah, my second cousin removed from my stepmother's side. Yeah, he said that he knew somebody that was over there and was participating in it. Oh, okay. I could take that down. That's fact. Okay, I'll write that down. Gee, that'll sell me at least two copies. Turned up no evidence that Al-Qaeda or other international terrorist groups had any role in the assault. Really? Huh. So there was no terrorists involved in this assault. Well, the assault itself was terrorism. Hello? Our embassy, our compound? That's American soil. They killed our ambassador. And they killed three other SEALs who were trying to fight because they didn't have any backup. They didn't have any real security because Hillary Hitman Clinton took away that security. The attack was led instead by fighters who had benefited directly from the NATO's extensive air power and logistics support during the uprising against Colonel Gaddafi. What? I mean, just exactly how deep did they have to shove their fist up their ass to pull that one out of? That's what I'd like to know. That's ridiculous. And contrary to claims by some members of Congress, it was fueled in large part by anger at an American-made video denigrating Islam. So, Mr. Kirkpatrick, how do you know that it's not Al-Qaeda? Well, we'd know if we could play it.
I'm out on a limb there. I think, honestly, if you asked anybody in the U.S. intelligence business, they would tell you the same thing. I've talked to some of the people who I believe were lead perpetrators, and it's just obvious from them and the people around them. They're purely local people.
Pure local people. That's all they were, just a couple of local guys just hanging out. Oh, yeah. And he goes on to talk about semantics. 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 He's talking about Al-Qaeda. Because people said, well, they got links to Al-Qaeda. He said, well, they weren't any links to Al-Qaeda. So that's all. That's just semantics. Really, Mr. Kirkpatrick? Whether their name is Al-Qaeda or not, they are affiliated with them. They are a terrorist organization. This was a terrorist attack that murdered four of our American brothers and stole 400 surface-to-air missiles. That, you jackwagon, is your headline. It is not about the video. It's not about how to vindicate Hillary Clinton. It's not about how to protect the media from asking Hillary Hitman Clinton any tough questions on Benghazi. Four of our American brothers were murdered. We never found out until the next day that he was actually murdered. They didn't know. If we'd have sent in a response team that night, well, we might have known. Maybe we could have protected the other three that were murdered. They were killed. They were murdered. Four American brothers murdered. 400 surface-to-air missiles stolen, or should I say given. Anyone in the intelligence community, and they'll tell you the same? Really? Huh. I haven't heard anybody in the intelligence community other than those that were manufacturing the talking points say anything about a video. Intelligence community is not going to tell you the same. They have never told you the same. Starting from the very beginning, none of these people has ever said this was a video. Even the administration finally had to admit that this wasn't a video. So how in the hell did this guy come up out of nowhere and now bring back this video? They're doing this on purpose. They're doing this on purpose to protect not only them, but the Democratic Party. It's actually much more cynical than just the media. This is to protect the Democratic Party. Now that I really think about it, this is much deeper than protecting Hillary, protecting the media. This is to protect the entire Democratic Party, and that's it. They know they're losing their base more and more every day. Obama's poll numbers are tanking. All these representatives and senators out there who are slobbering all over Obamacare and praising to their constituents, oh, yeah, keep your doctor. It's going to be beautiful. Oh, everything is going to be, it's going to be rainbows and unicorns for everybody. Well, now they're finding out that, whoa, wait a minute, none of this stuff is real. And I went out and told my constituents, and oh, God, I'm up for a re-election again. What am I going to do? Well, they try to distance themselves. Well, it's not working. Miss Landrieu, you deserve to lose your job. I don't feel sorry for you. All of you. Every damn one of you that voted for Obamacare needs to lose your job. That's number one. And every Republican who didn't fight to repeal it needs to lose your job. We need to bring responsibility and accountability back into our government. Well, that's up to us. We can't just vote somebody into office and just expect they're going to be held accountable and responsible. That's up to us. That's our job. We have to hold them accountable. We have to hold them responsible. And if we don't, we deserve everything that they give us or everything that they take away from us. Well, I'm not willing to just sit back like Mr. King and Mr. McConnell and McCain and the rest, and Boehner. The time to fight is when you see the fight, period. You see a fight, you fight it. If it's a small one, well, take care of it yourself. If it's a big one, well, get some friends. Get your neighbors. But get hot, one way or the other. You got to get hot. You got to hold yourself accountable and responsible before you can even think about holding of our leaders accountable and responsible. Starts with you first. And you means including me. You means the American people, the voter. Unbelievable. So anyway, this is Ambassador Hicks after, you know, ask anyone in the intelligence community and they'll tell you the same. Okay, let's talk to Mr. Hicks here. This is a second in command under Ambassador Stevens. Go ahead, go.
So hours after our ambassador and three others are killed in Benghazi, the president of Libya says it was an attack with possible terror links, correct?
Yes, sir. That's what I recall.
Did the president of Libya ever mention a spontaneous protest related to a video?
No, sir.
When Ambassador Stevens talked to you, perhaps minutes before he died, as a dying declaration, what precisely did he say to you?
He said, Greg, we're under attack.
Would a highly decorated career diplomat have told you or Washington had there been a demonstration outside his facility that day?
Yes, sir, he would have.
Did he mention one word about a protest or a demonstration?
No, sir, he did not.
So fast.
How about that, Mr. Kirkpatrick? There's your intelligence community. That was the second-in-command ambassador. Who was in country. He wasn't in Benghazi. What was he in Tripoli, I think it was? You didn't bother to ask anybody in the intelligence community other than the people that you had pre-selected who you knew were going to give you the answer that you wanted. You talked to Libyan locals. How do you know that those Libyan locals were even there? How do you know that they weren't just giving you a pile of nonsense or you just hearing what you wanted to hear? Or did they actually tell you the truth, but you wrote down something different? Nobody with any amount of real intelligence is buying this story. And this is coming out on both sides, the left and the right. Nobody is buying this story, except for the media. They're trying to push this because they're protecting themselves and the Democratic Party. They don't want to have to admit. This is the problem with the media. They don't want to have to admit. They're worse than the politicians. They don't want to have to admit that they screwed up. They made a mistake. Well, you're the media. It's not up to you to decide who becomes president and who doesn't. It's not up to you to take sides. It's up to you to simply report what happened. It's not up to you to help one side or the other. And when one side screws up, well, it depends on what side it is. If the Republicans screw up, well, then, yeah, that's fair game. I mean, you investigate. You become very curious. You go out there and you're investigating. I mean, you're asking questions and you're pressing the hard questions against these people and you're holding their feet to the fire and you're just really grinding out there. But when it's one of your people of your Democratic persuasion, oh, nothing to see here. It was a video. It was this. It was that. Well, nothing to see here. No, nobody did anything. No, nothing to see here. Really? Nothing to see here. Just four dead, bloodied up, shot up, blown up American brothers. That's all to see there. And it's only four. I mean, it's, you know, not like it was a whole bunch. So I don't know what you guys are complaining about. They knew what was going on, man. They knew it was a hot zone. They bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. Part of the job, man. Got to accept it. No, we don't have to accept it. Look, people die every day. We can accept that. But what we can't accept is in the manner that they died, why they died, how they died, and what was done to not prevent them from dying. You see, Mr. Kirkpatrick, that's where your story is. Well, you didn't take the story to where it needed to go. You took it where you wanted it to go. To protect you. In themselves. From themselves. It doesn't even make any sense. The media is not, it's not up to the media to decide what is right, what is wrong. Their job is to simply report the facts. And if you don't have the facts, don't report anything. So let's go ahead. Let's get this is Mr. Hicks again. Go ahead. Cut number two. Go. Hello, wakey wakey, god damn it.
Forward, Mr. Hicks, to the Sunday talk shows and Ambassador Susan Rice. She blamed this attack on the video. In fact, she did it five different times. What was your reaction to that?
I was stunned. My jaw dropped. And I was embarrassed.
You hear that, Mr. Kirkpatrick? This is the second in command. Ambassador Hicks. Pretty sure this American is a hell of a lot more credible than some Libyan local who may or may not be affiliated with any terrorist organization. Who knows? But I would be much more inclined to be talking to more Americans than talking to Libyans. Just say it. And why why Congress has not been allowed to interview these people. Well, they have a little bit, but not very much. They're keeping those people that were there, they're keeping those people far, far away. Well, you know what? The truth always comes out. It may take a little while to get to the truth, but it does come out, and that's up to us. We must demand the truth. No more can we just simply accept whatever the media tells us, period. And especially we can't just accept whatever the hell a goddamn politician tells us. That crap has got to go away real quick. But if you're going to believe this fluff piece, like David Gregory, I mean, he's got this. First of all, that guy is one just, he's a creep. He's got that, he's condescending, he's a rude little bastard. He's got that crap-eating grin on his face. Oh, look at me, oh yeah, look, we got you righties. Yeah, it was a video, see, we got a New York Times fluff piece right here. Oh, he's slobbering all over it, he's all jazzed up. Yeah, he doesn't have to actually do his goddamn job and ask the tough questions. David Gregory, you are a disgusting creature. You're a backstabber. You're not good people. I'm sorry, you're not. I know the things that you have done, Mr. Gregory. I'm not going to talk about them on the air, but I do know the things that you have done, sir. Why you are still employed, I don't know. But in any event, this next clip is Trey Gowdy again. He's talking to Mr. Hicks, and he's asking about Beth Jones now. Beth Jones, if you don't know who she was the acting assistant secretary of Near Eastern Affairs. And he's talking about an email that was sent on September 12th, one day after the terrorist attack, September 12th, 2012. This is Mr. Hicks, cut number 3. Go ahead and go.
So for my colleagues who trumpet bipartisanship, this would be a wonderful time to prove it. This is from Ms. Jones to you, to counsel for Hillary Clinton, to Victoria Nuland, to Mr. Kennedy, near as I can tell, to almost everyone in the State Department, and I'm going to read from it. I spoke to the Libyan ambassador and emphasized the importance of Libyan leaders continuing to make strong statements. By the way, Mr. Hicks, this email was sent on September the 12th. The day after Benghazi, and several days before Ambassador Rice's television appearance. And I'll continue. When he said his government suspected that former Gaddafi regime elements carried out the attacks, I told him that the group that conducted the attacks, Ansar al-Sharia, is affiliated with Islamic terrorists. Let me say that again, Mr. Hicks. She told him, the State Department, on September the 12th, days before our ambassador went on national television, is telling the ambassador to Libya, the group that conducted the attacks, Ansar al-Sharia, is affiliated with Islamic terrorists.
How about that, Mr. Kirkpatrick? Did you bother to talk to Ms. Jones about that email? Did you even know the email existed? This was done a long time ago. I think I even played this parts of this clip a long time ago when this happened. I can't even remember. But how about it, Mr. Kirkpatrick? Did you bother to read that email? Do you even know the email existed? Does that even matter to you? Does the facts matter to you? Does getting to the truth matter to you? Just finding out why and how 4 of our American brothers were murdered, is that interesting to you at all? Are you even concerned with that? Or are you just mainly concerned with how you can spin this so it keeps the Democrats from looking bad? 4 American brothers were murdered. Murdered. 400 surface-to-air missiles were stolen or given, depending on what the real truth is. Personally, I think they were just simply allowed to steal them, which is basically giving. Now, if you're going to allow, again, You're going to allow the enemy to attack or allow them to continue the attack. That is aiding and abetting. Aiding and abetting is treason. I will not apologize. I will not put a penny in the cuss jar for saying the T word. That's exactly what's happening here. This is all about 400 surface-to-air missiles. That's the only reason why Mr. Stevens was even over there. Something happened with the deal. For whatever reason, we didn't want to sell it to him for whatever reason, or this or that, whatever. I mean, exactly what happened, who knows? But I think there is a possibility there that for whatever reason we cut the deal off and they said, whoa, wait a minute now. You promised to give us those 400 surface air missiles. Well, we're going to take them regardless. But why was our security? Why was our security weakened? Why would we remove all this security knowing full well we have 400 surface air missiles? And why are 400 surface air missiles doing on there in Benghazi to begin with if you weren't going to trade or sell them? That's why they had to change the name from embassy to diplomatic facility. In an embassy, you can't buy, sell, or trade weapons in an embassy. And that's what they were doing. That's why Mr. Stevens was over there. He was conducting some illegal activity. Now, does that mean that he deserved to get murdered? No. But he shouldn't have been over there, and he shouldn't have been trying to finagle some kind of deal with these people. You don't deal with these people. You don't make deals with these people. Mr. Satoru, you are in way over your head, son. You have screwed up and screwed up and screwed up and screwed up and screwed up to the point where I don't know how long it's going to take to repair all this. But you definitely do not no longer deserve, the American people no longer deserve you as their president. We can't afford you, sir. You have done a disservice, not only to the country as a whole, but to each and every American citizen, and that is pathetic. That is pathetic. What you did with the stimulus packages, that's criminal. I were to do that, I'd be in jail for the rest of my life. This is what he did. He took all of your, almost $1 trillion in stimulus money, basically handed it over to his little friends who, gave him campaign donations so they can open up a phony business with no intent whatsoever to conduct business. Then when it goes bankrupt, they take the remainder of the money over there and they put it in bonus checks, multi-million dollar bonus checks. Not one employee should have received any kind of bonus check for what they did with that money. What did they do? They squandered it. They took it and they burned it. Where is it? Well, they built a beautiful facility. Oh, it's a great, beautiful compound, beautiful facility. Make solar panels. Yeah. Campaign donations are not monetary investments. That right there should be illegal. Somebody should have gone to jail for that. People in Congress and, of course, the president. You can't do that with taxpayers' money. But do we do anything? Nah, we'd let them go. Then Fast and Furious. They're going out there giving weapons. And don't give me this crap. It was started with George Bush, because that's BS. We had plans, but we never allowed George Bush. George Bush administration, I'm not a big fan of hardly any administration anymore, and I haven't been a fan of any administration for a long time. So I don't consider myself part of any administration. I just misspoke. But the George Bush administration did not lose track of one weapon, not one. How many thousands of weapons did this administration lose track of? We know of one person who was killed, and that was Mr. Terry, Border Patrol agent, shot with a gun that was given to the drug cartels by guess who? Uncle Sam. Here you are, boys. Look at all the weapons you get. Yeah, don't worry about it. We don't need to track it. We don't need to put a tracking device in there. We don't need nothing. Just go ahead and have fun. Play. Boys will be boys. Just go out and shoot each other up. That, I think, is very clearly obvious that that was an attempt to make. And if you read certain left writing, I don't like to read a lot of it because it's bogus, but you have to read a little bit of it to understand where these people are coming from. They're trying to make, and there's a lot of talk, and I don't really know. I'm not going to really go too much into that, but I'll cover it, but I'm not going to go too deep into it yet because I don't have enough evidence really yet to even get on that side. But this was simply to make it look like weapons were coming from America into the drug cartels' hands, and we had to do something about guns. Because the only people who are allowed to have guns are the government. Because if the people don't have guns, well, then we got control over them. Well, that's the whole point of the Second Amendment, to keep the government from having total control over us. That's the whole point of the Constitution, to give the American people freedom so the government doesn't have total control. Total control is tyranny. You don't believe me? Look it up. Absolute power, total control. That is the definition of tyranny. And yes, what's going on in this administration is tyranny. It's not soft tyranny. It's not this tyranny. It's not any tyranny but tyranny. I don't sugarcoat a goddamn thing. Tyranny is tyranny is tyranny is tyranny, and that's exactly what we have. And we're allowing more of it. We can't seem to get enough tyranny. Something's going to snap. This country is going to snap. This country's going to break. Free people can't be held down for too long. They will rise up. So I'm just letting you know, lefties, pay attention. Be very careful what you say and who you say it to, because you never know who's listening. This is a war. I want the war to end, myself. We don't need to escalate this into an all-out bloody escapade. We don't need that. We can't afford it. I'm not for it. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. I'm not going to promote it. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. And it will happen. It's simple. It's simple psychology. You can only push people so far and for so long. And when they rise up and start pushing back, that's when things get ugly. So pay attention, Mr. Satoro. Pay attention, lefties. Pay attention. We will no longer allow you to run roughshod over us anymore. Those days are over. We will get our freedom back. We don't care how many badges you have on your chest. That means nothing. Just because you're a policeman, that doesn't mean anything. Because you're a policeman, you're above the law. You don't have to follow it because you've got a badge and a gun. Wrong. You will follow the Constitution. You will follow the law. We got a lot of work to do in our police department, too. What's really sad, and just with teachers, too. It's always the good ones that you never get to see. It's always the good ones that you never get an opportunity to talk about. It's always the bad ones, and there's far too many bad ones. It's the culture of the law enforcement. They're allowed to get away with all this. There is a reason for that Fourth Amendment. I don't care if you don't like it, officers. I don't really give a damn. You don't like it, move out of the Fourth Amendment is in there for a reason. The Second Amendment is in there for a reason. The First Amendment's in there for a reason. The Fifth, the Sixth, Seventh, Eighth, Ninth, Tenth. All 27 of the sons of bitches are in there for a reason. To be followed. Just because you have a badge on your chest does not give you the right to make up your own laws, your own rules. You are not powerful with that badge. That badge does not give you all-encompassing power over the subjects, because we are not subjects. We are citizens. And if you don't understand that, you need to take that badge off of your chest. You don't deserve it. How about if we come into your home in the middle of the goddamn night without a warrant? Will that get you to understand the reason for the Fourth Amendment? Huh, cop? Huh? And I'm sorry, this stop and frisk crap in New York City? No. I have a big problem with that. It's the point. I don't care that you're taking guns off the street. That's not the point. To stop somebody and just frisk them? Just to frisk them? Again, that is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. But because they won an election, that gives them all the power, and they can do it. Oh, it's in the name of safety. It's always in the name of safety and national security. What a crock of crap. This has nothing to do with about safety, public safety. That has to do with nothing but control, total power. Everybody wants to be a little tyrant. That's the problem. That's the culture in this country, is who can be the biggest tyrant? We have far too many tyrants in this country. We have far too many of them in law enforcement. We have just bizarrely too many in government. And that includes state, local, and national government. If you're an elected official, you're part of that. Everybody's got to be a tyrant. Everybody has to have total power and total control. Well, why don't you have total power and total control over yourself and shut up? Once you take tyranny of yourself, you won't need to tyrannize anybody else because you've got yourself under control. And that's what needs to happen. We'll be back after this.
Was it the botched rollout? Or was it because the website kept crashing? Why did our generation decide to opt out of Obamacare? Because we haven't lost our f***ing minds. We don't want to pay an arm and a leg for a doomed government program. And we're tired of footing the bill for Washington's failures. So, sorry politicians, our healthcare is not a game.
On healthcare, Jean Shaheen didn't tell the truth.
You can keep your insurance if you like it. It will increase choices for families. It will promote competition.
The facts. More than 20,000 New Hampshire patients have had their coverage canceled, and Obamacare offers only one insurer on New Hampshire's individual market. So next November, if you like your senator, you can keep her. If you don't, you know what to do. Ending Spending, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
And we're back. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here and see if we can plunder for any booty. I doubt it. Oh, this is what I was going to get in yesterday, but I forgot, so I'm going to get into... Well, I didn't forget. It's just that certain people pissed me off, and I went off. I went off the deep end, man. But I'm sorry, man. I mean, No. No. This kind of crap has got to stop. Removing American flags, removing anything that is Americana. No. I will not comply. And if I was that church, that Simple Truth Church, I wouldn't take it down and I wouldn't pay the fine. I would fight that damn thing all the way. I'd bring it to the Supreme Court if I had to, but I wouldn't pay it. Even if I lost in the Supreme Court, I wouldn't take it down and I wouldn't pay them one damn dime. And it's time for the American people to stand up for this crap. We got to stand up and fight. We can no longer allow these people to just run roughshod over us. For what? I don't know what the hell they gain. I can't for the life of me figure out what the hell they could possibly gain with it. I know I don't gain anything by it. I lose by it. I am a rebel, period. I'm not afraid to admit it. It's pretty sad when you have to be considered a rebel because you're fighting for your freedom. Seems like the other way around. Seems like to me that the rebels are on the left. They're the rebels. They're the ones rebelling against freedom. They're the ones rebelling against rights and liberties. We're not the rebels. They are. They're the ones who are disrupting, distracting, tearing down, breaking down. That's them. They're the one destroying this country, not us. We're fighting for this country. We want to keep this country up. We want to keep this country going. My God, it just makes me sick what these people do to, and I hate this word minority. I don't believe in that word. Minority to what? Oh, the Hispanic community and the black community, this community. No. Again, I know I sound like a broken record. We have one people in this country, and that's Americans. We come in every freaking flavor, every freaking color, every freaking shape, every freaking size, every freaking religion, every freaking this, every freaking that. Oh, here I go again, digressing, going off. Stay focused, will you? Damn it. But this is what happens with these people, man. I'm sorry, but I can't let this stuff go. I can't hold this stuff back anymore. I can't hold it back. That's why I started the show. I can't hold back anymore. I can't. I can no longer sit back and hold my goddamn tongue. For what? What are we going to gain out of this? Well, you know, you're over-exaggerating. The government, they know what's better for you than you. Come on, they won an election. State Department whistleblower has email hacked and deleted. Oh, this one, we're going to get into this. I'm going to make sure I don't digress because this right here is very telling. And yes, Miss Hillary Hitman Clinton, yeah, your little mittens, your little paws are, they're very clean on this. But your tongue is not. You may not have given out the direct order, but you were part of it. Don't think for one goddamn second. So we'll get into that story. We'll talk about that. Exclusive. U.S. government urged to name CEO to run Obamacare market. They keep more and more every... Oh, God. They can't seem to find anybody who knows what the hell they're doing. They cannot seem to find one person. And now... What's this? Where is this? I know I got this somewhere. Here it is. Got a second official to leave after the health care debacle here. So what's her name? Michelle Snyder is the agency's chief operating officer. She's a second administration official to depart since problems with the website, healthcare.gov, blah, 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 frustrated millions of people, blah, 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 blah. Ms. Snyder is in charge of the Medicare agency's day-to-day activities and the allocation of resources, including budget and personnel. Technology experts who built the website for the Federal Insurance Exchange reported to her. Mm. And she has been actively involved in the effort to fix the site's problems, but they haven't been fixed. Ms. Snyder's departure follows that of the agency's chief information officer, Tony Trinkle, who stepped down in November to take a job in the private sector. See what they're doing here now? I know what they're doing. They know that the crap is about to hit the fan. They know they're in deep, 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 deep trouble. Obviously, there's a whole bunch of information that's about to come out. So in order to avoid her from having to go to Congress and actually tell the truth, well, she needs to resign. Hear this woman as she was in charge for 3 years. 3 years to build a goddamn website. Just one website. 3 years with $677 million to do so. And they still don't have the goddamn thing completed yet. Don't give me this, a million people signed up for Obamacare. Zero has signed up for Obamacare. That's right. The number is zero. Why? Well, the part where you put all, you know, your financial information. Yeah, all that information that's supposed to be taken from there, except your payment, and then take and send that information over to the insurance company so that they know that they got their payment. And they got everybody and they got this person registered and this and that. That hasn't been completed yet. It's not even completely built yet. So don't give me this 1 million. And that 1 million that the president pro tempore was talking about were people that just clicked onto it. Now, if you click onto it and it cuts you off and you click on again and it cuts you off and you click on again, that's three clicks. It's not one, it's three. That's how they count it. So they've got a million people. God only knows how many times maybe they had people that were just sitting there just signing on, getting off, signing on, getting off. There's not a million people signed up for Obamacare. There's no one. Zero. That's the real number. They're having problems. They know they're having problems. They're having much deeper problems than you think. We don't know all the deep problems that is in this health care. They haven't got to it yet. They're hiding it, but it's only a matter of time before it comes out. Well, they know a bunch of stuff is about to come out, so just wait. Just be patient. There's going to be a lot of stuff coming out here in the first part of 2014. So they got to get rid of her, because if they get rid of her, she doesn't have to go in front of Congress. She doesn't have to answer the tough questions. She doesn't have to give the truth, which will expose certain individuals in our government. So that's why she's leaving. She should have been fired because she obviously didn't do her job. You get you give me $677 million in 3 years to build a website. Let me tell you, I'm going to build a website. It's going to be a good one. $677 million to build one website? That's ridiculous. And who's it helping? Who has been helped by Obamacare? We had $50 million, depending on what goddamn speech you were listening to. $40 million, $50 million, $30 million, $20 million. I don't care what the number is. We have X amount of people that don't have insurance. So instead of working on getting these people insurance, like trying to get as many of these people into a job that has, you know, insurance, that we can't do that. Setting up some other kind of program, there's all kinds of creative things that you could do. But no, they didn't bother with the 50 million people that were uninsured. They didn't bother with those. So what they did was they took all the people that did have insurance, tried to transfer them over into this new insurance, pay for all the people who didn't have insurance. Well, they say they only need 7 million. Well, the majority of that 7 million are people that are actually paying for the insurance. People that already had good insurance, but because they didn't have free abortion care, well, it was subpar. So now they got to go pay 2, 3, 4 times as much. Their out-of-pocket expenses are just through the roof. The amount of care is not near as much. You don't have a hospital that will participate into Obamacare anywhere near you. You don't have a doctor that is willing to participate into Obamacare anywhere near you. Since you don't have a job anymore, how the hell are you going to pay to go 150, 200 miles to go see a goddamn doctor that doesn't even speak English? And probably more than likely doesn't even have your information because healthcare.gov didn't send it over to them, or they didn't send it over to them correctly because a part of the website hasn't been built yet. What has this done for anybody? Nobody has benefited on Obamacare. Nobody. I mean, what they're doing to... what they're doing to the Spanish community, I mean, it just breaks my freaking heart, man. But it doesn't break my heart. It does, but it doesn't. Because I look at people, and these people are vulnerable. These people that are, there's a lot of good people, I'm sure. There's a lot of bad people crossing the border, but I'm sure there's a lot of good people. Especially children, they have no idea what the hell's going on. Maybe they are coming over for good intentions, which is fine, but you have to do it legally. You have to do it the right way. My grandparents did. Why can't they? Why can't they? I don't know. But what they're doing to these people is just, they're there for votes and that's it. They're using these people. What they've done, what this administration has done to the black community, Jesus God. I mean, is anybody black? Do they have a job? They let them, look at Detroit, look at Chicago. I mean, black guys are going around killing each other left and right. Where are you, Sharpton and Jackson? Actually, where are you, America? This shouldn't be up to Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. It should be up to us. the people of the community. That's our job. It's not Jesse Jackson's. It's not Al Sharpton's. That's our job. I mean, yeah, they should come out and start talking about this stuff, and they should start talking about the stupid knockout crap, which I'm sick of that stupid game, too. It's not a game. If you want to think about it, it's basically attempted murder. There have been people died from this. You get hit in the head just right, and then you fall down and hit your head on a concrete or fire hydrant or any of that stuff. Anything. Hit your head just right, you're dead. You're dead. Done. Turn out the lights. The party's over. Good night. See, this is another thing. I don't know why we have to worry about, oh, we got to concentrate on the black community and the Asian community and this community. No, no, no. If we concentrated on Americans, we wouldn't, first of all, we wouldn't have black communities and Chinese communities and Asian communities and Hispanic communities and Greek communities and Liechtensteinian communities. We wouldn't have that. We would have American communities. And if we're going to be equal, under our Constitution, which I do believe in this Constitution verbatim, word for word, literally. And if we are going to be equal, we must first consider ourselves equal. All of us. I'm not going to single out any group. That's ridiculous. We need to start focusing on the American group. What's best for America? Don't worry about what's best for the gay community and the black community, Hispanic community, the Asian community. We don't need to be worried about that. We need to be worried about what is best for the American community, which is all 50 frickin' states. That is the American community. God, here I go again. Let's get through this. Syria has yet to move arms as deadline draws near. Really? No. No. Putin and Assad? They wouldn't lie. They were talking to Barack Obama. Don't you know? He went out there and he pointed his finger at Putin and he told him, you get those goddamn, those weapons of hell out of Syria or you know what's going to happen. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who here, raise a hand. Raise your hand if you think that you were that stupid that you believed that they were going to give up those weapons. Hello? Nobody thought for one second they were going to give up those weapons. That was simply for our president pro tempore. Pro tempore. Temporary, even though it does mean temporary. I just got a broken left-handed tongue, and I misspoke again. All right, enough. Now we got Egypt arrests Al Jazeera TV, four-member crew. Egypt's not screwing around, man. Egypt is there. Hey, good for Egypt. I know we did a lot to ruin our ties with Egypt, but this is a perfect opportunity now for the United States to start working a little bit closer with the Egyptians. Egypt still is our ally. It's very fragile. It's about this close. We're about this close from losing Egypt as our ally. We lose Egypt completely as our ally. Oh. We can't have that. And good for Egypt. I commend Egypt for trying to get rid of the terrorism in their country. It should be supported by the United States. We should be working together to get terrorism not only out of Egypt, out of the United States, but out of the world. I think the UN needs to come together. If the UN is going to do something, one thing, they can come together and try to put an end to this terrorism everywhere. All across the globe. But the UN is the biggest political, just what a joke. The UN is pathetic. The UN is a waste of time, a complete and total waste of how many billions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, we have to spend for this. Ooh, almost got me. This crap. Yeah, break. The D.C. Police, Secret Service, investigating a drive-by shooting just steps from the White House. Imagine that. Saturday, I think it happened. I don't know why the hell we're hearing about it now. I think it would have been, I don't know. That's another thing. All these drive-by shootings and knockouts and guys coming home with no beer on Christmas Eve. So he has to get hit over the head with a ceramic squirrel and then stabbed in the chest with it because he couldn't find a store open that had beer. Don't they have a 7-Eleven anywhere? You could have saved yourself a whole lot of trouble, man. You got to bring your woman her beer, man. People stabbing each other over a what was it, an apple turnover or an apple tart or some kind of stupid treat. I can't remember what the hell it was. Apple fritter, that's what it was. I mean, why do you stab your sister over a goddamn pastry? And a pregnant nurse now, I don't know if you heard about this. Pregnant nurse is in fear of a miscarriage. So she didn't take this stupid flu shot, and she gets fired for it. Well, you know what? I mean, I think the best thing to do, if you really wanted to do something there, if it was really that mandatory that this person needs to have this stupid flu shot, why don't you let the lady have her goddamn baby? When her baby's done, then she can come back to work. I mean, they could have worked something out. They didn't have to fire her over that. I mean, this is enough with this crap. And plus, I don't trust the government's I don't trust those vaccines and all that crap anyway. I'm not a real big fan of a lot of that stuff. I mean, God only knows what the hell they got in. And now look at this. Target. Remember all the problems you had in Target when you shopped there and your credit card information was stolen? Well, now the gift cards that you thought you bought and gave to whoever you gave them to, well, they weren't properly activated, and none of them work. What the hell is going on? Look, I know I understand technology, but it just seems to me that there's a lot of people who do know technology. They're very lazy people. I don't like a lot of these techies. There's a lot of them that are very good, but they're flaky people. I'm sorry. Facts are facts. There's far too many of them again. They overshadow the good ones, but there's a lot of very, very shady people in the technology business. I don't like what the crap that they do. God only knows what the hell they're doing for their own personal gain. They leave it open so people can hack in. They do this, they do that. I don't trust anybody anymore. I'm sorry, I hate being so damn cynical, but I mean, hey, look. I mean, if the evidence shows that they're not to be trustworthy, then you can't trust them. That's simple. All right, let's get going here. Where was that one story that I wanted to cover? Bum, 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 bum. Here it is. The State Department whistleblower has emailed and hacked and deleted a Washington, D.C., the personal email account of a State Department whistleblower that was under Hillary Clinton. Was hacked and 4 years worth of messages. I wonder what. Some detailing alleged wrongdoing at the agency. No wrongdoing at the Secretary of the State Department? Under Hillary Hitman Clinton? No, there was no wrongdoing. The computer hacked targeted the Gmail account of Diplomatic Security Service criminal investigator Richard Higby. They took all of his emails and they deleted them all. He said that he could not prove who was responsible for the hack job, but said the attack was sophisticated and called the targeting of Higby alarming. Obviously, somebody is not happy with something he's doing and wanted to get that information and also cause him an inability in the future to have ready access to that, said Mr. Shulman, who is Mr. Higby's lawyer. This has Hillary Clinton's fingerprints all over this. Again, her hands are completely washed and completely clean. Yes, her fingers are not there's not going to be any of her actual real fingerprints on here. But I think we're smart enough to know what kind of woman this person is. She's not good people. She's a snake. And she will stab you in the heart. She'll stab you in the back. She'll stab you in the eye. She don't really care. She'll just stab you. This is not good people. She's protecting herself. This woman belongs in jail. It's high time to just stop. Again, we have to stop lying to ourselves. This woman, we don't need these people in our government. This woman, there's no way in hell this woman needs to be our president, period. I think we've had enough. I think we've had enough of this nonsense. We've already seen what liberalism has done, can do, can't do, and most often will do. I think it's time to accept the fact that liberalism just simply does not work and will not work in the United States of America. It doesn't even really work in Europe. It's not working in Europe, regardless of what newspaper articles you read or listen to and your college professors. Oh, yeah, they're so smart. Mm-hmm. Liberalism doesn't work. And most of Europe is going bankrupt, and guess why? Their health care. Government-run healthcare is extremely, extremely expensive. We haven't even gotten to expensive yet, Sotoro care. You think it's expensive now? No. Wait. Wait till it's completely 100% implemented. Also, speaking of waiting till 2014, wait till all these, well, the employer mandate, that waiver, that goes away. All these unions, wait till the unions have to sign up to Obamacare. Wait till that happens. Hopefully it happens before November. Hopefully it happens before November. That's all I got to say. I hate to use Sotoro Care as a political catapult to win an election. Think we all can see. If you're an intelligent American, you have just this much intelligence in you, you have to be able to acknowledge that Obamacare is not working. Affordable health care? Affordable? Affordable to who? I guess people getting it for free, but it's certainly not affordable for the people who have to pay for it. I mean, they can get that free abortion, but I mean, how many abortions can you get in a lifetime? I mean, come on. So anyway, let's get back to this. Again, digressing. The emails included evidence about misconduct by top officials at the department, communications with other potential whistleblowers there, and correspondence with members of Congress who are investigating the allegations. Definitely has Hillary Clinton written all over it. They also conclude correspondence between Higby and Shulman about a legal strategy. Shulman said he could not provide details about the evidence deleted with the emails. Of course, Higby has asked the FBI in Dallas, where he lives, to investigate the hacking. Well, it wouldn't surprise me a bit if the FBI wasn't involved in the hacking. If it was really that sophisticated, the FBI anymore. I mean, I don't trust the FBI, the CIA. I don't trust these people anymore. And it really bothers me because these are agencies that we should trust. I want to trust the FBI. I want to be able to trust the CIA. I want to be able to trust our government. I want to be able to trust our police officers. I want to be able to trust our school teachers. I can't. If you can, you're either naive, gullible, or just an idiot. Or all friggin' three. These are not trustworthy people. We're allowing these people to do this stuff. We're allowing these people to hack this stuff. We're allowing these people to cover up all their mistakes. And these aren't mistakes. Benghazi, that wasn't a mistake. That was pre-planned not only by the terrorists, but by us. Fast and Furious was pre-planned. Don't give me a damn word about IRS was not pre-planned. As soon as the Tea Party rose up, immediately they were targeted. Whether the president or somebody in his administration or office came down and had a conversation with these people, even though we know that IRS members, the head honchos of the IRS, met how many times with the White House? was in the White House or the IRS. They don't need to go to the why would the IRS need to have a meeting with the White House? Maybe once every 3 or 4 years? The hell are you gonna, why would they need to have a meeting? I can't. Well, it was to discuss how they can attack the Tea Party. That's all it was. This demonization game, that's a dangerous game to play, lefties. You better stop. People can play those games against you, too. You gotta keep that in the forefront of your mind. You got to be careful of the games you play with people. There's no reason for you to have any control over anybody other than yourself. And these are obviously people, if they have all this time to try to control somebody else, they're obviously, themselves are not under control. If you got yourself under control, that's fine. If you got extra time, you can try to control somebody else. But for what? What are you going to gain out of it? A slave? I don't get it. I don't understand any of this stuff. What I don't understand the gain of any of this. I don't understand the gain of tyranny. I don't get the gain. I don't see the gain. There never is a gain. Look at all the tyrants in the world. How long do they last as tyrants? Well, some of them lasted a while. But what happened? Eventually, they crumbled. Do you not see that? You on the left, do you not see that? That you people are heading straight for the cliff and you're going to fall off. Personally, I don't care if you fall off or not. The sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned. But as a human being to another human being, it is my job, my responsibility, my duty to another human being to warn them of danger afoot. So I have warned you. You don't take heed. It's not my problem. I don't give a damn if you fall off the friggin' cliff or not. You're an idiot. You deserve to. Higby played a key role in helping fellow whistleblower Aurelia Fedensen, I guess is how you pronounce her name. I don't remember. A former investigator, department's inspector general, reveal a June pattern of alleged cover-ups by top department officials. The alleged cover-ups included keeping quiet separate IG investigations that found that members of then-Secretary Hillary Hitman Clinton security detail had engaged in hookers, and the Belgian ambassador had solicited underage prostitutes. Now, listen, I got nothing against, you know, hookers and all that stuff. Look, you know, it is what it is. But if you're going to be working for the United States in the Secretary or in the State Department representing the United States, you're an ambassador to Belgium. I don't care if you're ambassador to Liechtenstein. You got to use a little professional decorum, especially being overseas. But our Secret Service, I mean, the Secret Service under the Obama administration, I mean, if I was Obama, I'd be a little worried when I got a Secret Service or, you know, I mean, with all their shenanigans and drinking and hookers and this and that, I mean, these guys are supposed to be protecting me. But underage prostitutes, did he lose his job? No. Because if he lost his job, well, that would reflect bad on Hillary Clinton. That's why, you see, these emails and stuff has to be taken away. And we have to have somebody in the New York Times to come up with a fluff piece to vindicate Hillary Clinton so she can run for president. This is all what this is about. But again, the deeper, the real deep-rooted reason for that article is not to protect Hillary, even though it is, not to protect the media, even though it is, but to protect the entire Democratic Party, period. Those are the games that I don't like. I don't like when Republicans play games. I don't like when Democrats play games. That's why I don't have a party. I don't believe in parties. Parties are for corruption and corruption purposes only. I flat refuse to join a party. I don't care. I am a conservative. Conservative, I guess. I'm not a conservative. I'm just conservative. I don't know what category you fit me in. I got some parts libertarian, some parts this, some parts that. But the biggest part that I have, the only part that I really have, is what is under this Constitution, the one that I have in my hand right now. Can you hear that? This is my party. It's the American Party. That's my party, the American Party. And the American Party's doctrine is the United States Constitution. Maybe, maybe, if we just had a few people on the left and on the right that actually read the goddamn document. I don't think anybody in Congress anymore has even read it. Personally, I think if you're going to be a member of Congress or the president, there should be a Constitution test that you have to take. And if you fail it, you can't put your name on the ballot. What is the point of having this document if we're not going to follow it? What, just so we can collect more dust in a museum? Put the son of a bitch to work. Open it up and let it fly, man. The document's for everybody. It's not just for one group. It's for everybody. Male, female, gay, straight, curly, black, white, red, green. Everybody, if you're a human being and you are a citizen of the United States, this Constitution is for you. It's for you. It's for me. It's for us. Yes, this is our protector from our government, but it's also a protector from ourselves. We have to follow this Constitution just as much as the government does. Actually, we should follow it a hell of a lot more than the government. This is our job. This is our document. We have to ensure that every word, every period, every comma in this document is followed to the goddamn letter. That's our job. We have to do this. And if we get politicians in there that aren't doing their job, we need to get rid of them. And if we don't, we deserve anything that comes our way. Oh, I don't accept any of this crap, and I don't deserve any of it, and I'm not going to accept it. I will not comply. I will not comply. Can I finish this goddamn article already? Ay. Let me take a little drink here. Good God. Got a big snowstorm coming on the East Coast next week, or this week. At the end of the week, I think it is. Oh, speaking of snowstorm. I know, I'm sorry, I'm digressing. I'm going to finish this. I still got 30 minutes left before the show's over. I'm going to get to most of it. Don't worry about it. Here it is. Global warming scientists are forced to admit defeat. Too much ice. Yeah, they don't know what to do. Actually, the Antarctica has the ice in Antarctica has been growing for it's been getting more and more and more over the last 15 years or so, and it's also getting a lot colder too. Again, we're in a cycle. We're at the end of the sun cycle, the 22-year cycle. So you have to study the science. You can't just listen to people like Al Gore, who's a moron, by the way. That guy's not very smart. Invented the internet. I mean, just get the shut up, idiot. So in any event, they've got this icebreaker that's out there in the Antarctic. It gets stuck. So, okay, fine. They call in. Well, they bring another ship out there. The rescue ship. That rescue ship got stuck in the ice. And now all of them, everybody has to be removed by helicopter because they're stuck in the ice. But we have global warming. And it's man-made. Republican-made. Not man-made, but Republican-made. George Bush created global warming. Yeah, when he built that Hurricane Katrina, yeah, he's all working together out of the same shop. So in any event, we've got global warming scientists now have to admit that, well, the planet isn't warming. We're not dying. We're not melting. The world is not going to end, which I mean, people have been talking about the end of the world since the beginning of the world. So when the end of the world finally gets here, then wake me up. Other than that, I'm not interested. And what are you going to do when you find out that the end of the world is coming anyway? What are you going to do? You have 5 minutes. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're not going to do nothing. I guess you can sit and pray. But you're not going to be able to do a whole hell of a lot in 5 minutes. Anything that'd be, you know, I don't know. I just think it's funny that, you know, more and more of these stories are coming out. See, I've studied the science. I studied it in college. I also studied it extensively in the Navy and used it in the Navy. And I continued my studies after the Navy and continue my studies today. You do not have to have a piece of paper that says you're a scientist in order to study frickin' science. You do not have to have a piece of paper that says you're a lawyer to learn the law. Isn't ignorance is no excuse of the law? You tell me I can't learn law because I'm not a lawyer? I don't have the... How do you know that? You're not a lawyer. You don't really know that. Well, yeah, I do. I study. I can learn things without having to have a piece of paper that tells me I've already learned it. The overwhelming vast majority of these jack wagons with pieces of paper that says they're smart are idiots. Especially the goddamn professors. I don't want to hear this crap. There is no man-made global warming. So accept it and move on. Live your life. You've got no real worries. You're not going to melt. You're not going to burn up into an inferno. All right, let's finish this because I got another one I got to get through and I got some clips to do. So there's cover-ups, including the Keep Quiet, Separate IG Reporter, found the members of blah, 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 blah. These were among them. I think I've exhausted this. Senior criminal investigator, the second highest ranking agent with the service's Dallas office, has an employment lawsuit against the department, alleging it retaliated against him. So good for you, Mr. Higby. So what else is this? These were among a string of investigations by the service responsible for protecting dignitaries and investigating crimes within the department that were allegedly derailed by senior officials, including one instance of interference by Clinton Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills. You remember her. She's another little creep. Since the revelations in June, the department again mostly swept the cases under the rug. Of course they do. See, I don't understand these politicians when they get into office. They think that they can do whatever they want to, and they can cover up, and they can remove stuff, and they can do this, and they can do that. Oh no, they're burning tapes, and they're, you know, deleting emails, all to cover themselves. When they should have been worrying about doing the job for the American people as a whole. Whether we got one American or 100 million Americans, 300 million, 500 million, 1 billion. The whole point of government is to work for the entire country, not for yourself. You're not there to gain power. You're not there to gain monetary investments. You're not there to be rich. You're not there to, you know, take whatever you want and leave the American people high and dry. Your job is to work for them. And if you don't understand that, you've got no business being in Congress. And if you're not willing to fight, you're afraid, or you're lazy, or you're just an idiot. It doesn't really matter. But Mr. King, if you're not willing to fight the fight, you're not willing to fight the battles that need to be fought, you need to stay the hell out of the war. And this is a war. It's a war of ideals. Freedom versus tyranny. All my duckies on freedom is gonna win. Freedom will always win. It's just a matter of doing it. If you're not gonna do it, you're not gonna stand up and fight, well, then you're gonna lose it. All right, let me get into this. This is an exclusive U.S. government urged to name a CEO to run the Obamacare market. Which, how many more people are in charge of Obamacare is what I'd like to know. I mean, every week we got a new, somebody's new, newly hired, we need another CEO, we need this, we need that, we need another manager. See, this is the idea of the left. Instead of fixing the goddamn problem, you've already got one manager. Look, if that manager's not doing the job, get rid of him. You don't need that many managers. When you got nothing but chiefs and no Indians, well, what do you get? Well, you get a website for $677 million that hasn't been completed yet. That's what you get. So the White House is coming under pressure from some of its closest allies on health care reform to name a chief executive to run its failed health care insurance marketplace and allay the concerns of insurers after the rocky rollout of Obamacare. Rocky? I think the word rocky is a little, well, a bit of an understatement. It's just my opinion. Advocates quietly pushing the idea of a CEO who would set marketplace rules, coordinate with insurers and state regulators on healthcare plans offered for sale, supervise enrollment campaigns, and oversee technology. Well, now, wait a minute. I mean, isn't that supposed to be Kat Sebelius' job? Isn't that supposed to be this other chick's job? What did she do? Miss Snyder. Let's see. Technology, I'm going to build a website. Miss Snyder's in charge of the Medicare agency's day-to-day activities and the allocation of resources, including budget and personnel. Technology experts who built the website, well, they went to her. So is she in charge? Well, she's not in charge anymore. She's leaving. So they're going to get somebody else. And then Kat Sebelius, well, what the hell is the HHS secretary's job? What the frig is she doing? I mean, she shows up to these congressional hearings, doesn't say a damn thing. What is her job? Why do we need any more CEO? Now they want to get a CEO in there. Well, if the CEO can run a company, he can certainly run Obamacare. Really? Nobody can run Obamacare. The law, the bill itself, it doesn't work. It doesn't even work on paper. This did not help anybody. Look, if it worked, nobody on the right would be bitching about it. But it's not working. And more people are losing their health insurance. Nobody's going to be insured when this whole thing is said and done unless we repeal it. We need to worry about getting these people back to work so they can get health care insurance. Okay, you can have all the health insurance you want to. Let's say you got all the health insurance for free, but if you don't have a job and you don't have any food, what the hell? Health insurance doesn't give you food. There's no food pills. I mean, you can't fill your belly with an abortion. Maybe if we just lifted a few regulations and rules, we allow actually businesses to conduct business in the United States so they wouldn't have to go overseas. That's why they went over there. They didn't go over there for just because it's cheap labor. They went over there because they couldn't stay in business in the United States. What's the point of having a business if you're not allowed to conduct business? And that's what this president, that's what this whole entire administration is doing. Everybody on the left seems they want to take any corporation who's successful, unless it's a liberal corporation. And there are lots and lots and lots of liberal corporations. You might start with General Electric. General Electric controls all the electricity from the left. The left controls your electricity. So when your rates go up or you lose electricity in 2014, because there are no more coal mines anymore, which is 80%, 70, 80% of our electricity it comes from coal. So yes, there's going to be rationing of electricity. Is that what you want? Do you think this is a successful administration? Anybody? And it's not just this administration. This has been going on for far too long. This administration just blew everything out of freaking proportion. If they hadn't gotten so goddamn greedy, they wouldn't be in the trouble that they're in. They wouldn't be in the mess that they're in, but they got greedy. And that's what happens when you get greedy. Anytime you get greedy, you get caught, whether you're on Wall Street or in the government or wherever. There's a very fine line, between good and bad greed. Anything good can very easily turn bad. It all depends on how you use it. It all depends on what you're using it for. There is a difference between good greed and bad greed. And the difference between the two is worlds apart. Good greed is good. Bad greed is bad. Not just a little bad, but a whole lot bad. Really bad. Bad. Well, I don't feel sorry for any of these people anymore. And this administration is going to come crashing down. It can't continue this way. This administration, the president on down, they need to stop, man. They need to stop and take a look at what the hell they're doing and slow down rapidly. So now we got another CEO who's supposed to come in here. Supporters of the idea say it could help regain the trust of insurers and others whose confidence is in the healthcare overhaul has been shaken by the technological woes. That crippled the federalhealthcare.gov insurance shopping website and the flurry of sometimes confusing administration rules that change on a daily basis. Now you can keep your doctor. No, you can't keep your doctor. Well, yeah, we'll give you a waiver for a year. You can keep your doctor. For a year? Oh, that makes me feel warm and fuzzy. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, thanks for giving me that for a year. I'll vote for all the Democrats now because you gave me my health care back for a year. A year? Nobody should have lost their health care. Not one single person should have lost their health care. You should have put it out there so anybody who wants, if you're going to have to redo the whole thing, it should have been the people who had these so-called subpar plans. If they wanted to get into another plan, into Obamacare, they should have been able to get in there. But not mandatory. None of this stuff should be mandatory. Nothing in this country should be mandatory. The White House is not embracing the idea of creating a CEO, administration officials have said. This isn't happening. It's not being considered. Well, why? Because it might work. The White House appears for now to be concentrating on ironing out the remaining glitches in healthcare.gov. Remaining? No. More glitches are getting more and more per day. Not remaining. To ensure that millions more people are able to sign up for coverage in 2014. Well, they're not going to sign up for it. Now, where was this? Did you hear this? Let me see if I got this. This dingbat. What the hell is her name? Eleanor Holmes Norton. I got to cover her. I mean, these people are just, they're delusional. This, I think she was on CNN or MSNBC or something like this. I don't know if you know who she is. I barely know who she is. Every time she speaks, she says something really stupid, and that's the only time that she gets any notoriety because she's an idiot. She says something stupid, and then everybody, plays it and makes fun of her. Well, I'm going to play this here real quick. We're almost at the end. But these people are... You can tell this is, they are in complete desperation mode. They tried everything to get the youngins to sign up, and it's still not working. They got Coco Boy dressing up in his pajamas. What a little geek. That's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed just looking at it. Guy, I don't know, man. Why he allowed himself to do that, I don't know. But I guess evidently he's a... he works for one of those Obama organizations. What do you call them? Organization for Action or this or that. It's a lefty organization. It's a community organizing. It's just a disruption tank of a bunch of idiots that get together. And now, oh, I'm sure he's probably, you know, considered, oh, he's a hero. But people aren't signing up for that. I mean, a rap, they got a rap song, that didn't work. First of all, I can't stand rap anyway, but this rap is just bad. If I did like rap and I did understand it, which I don't, I'm not afraid to admit it. And yeah, most people don't, if you don't understand it, you're not going to like it. Well, I don't understand it, so I don't like it. I don't, you know, criticize it. I mean, if you want to listen to it, you like rap, well, then knock yourself out. I listen to Jimmy Buffett. I know there's a lot of people that can't stand Jimmy Buffett. I listen to all kinds of music. I love blues, man. I love that old sloppy Lightning Hopkins kind of blues, man. That nitty-gritty, the dirty blues, the filthy blues. I like jazz. I like hard rock, country. I like music. But this stupid Obamacare rap song, that isn't music. That's just stupidity. So anyway, let's get on with this stupid Eleanor Holmes Norton, which, I mean, this just goes to show you where the left really is, how desperate they are. And they'll say and do anything instead of coming out and admitting that they made a mistake. So go ahead and go with her.
Better, right, looking at those numbers. But the goal, as has been said, you know, it's 7 million people signed up by the end of March. Can that happen?
Oh, sure. Look what you saw. You saw double the number that had signed up on just the days before January 1st. We all do the same thing.
No.
Last minute. And when that fine is going to kick in, you're going to see people trotting to sign on like you've never seen it before.
What tells you that might happen?
Yeah. Let me tell you what tells me. What we have been battling now is, first, every time the House couldn't think of anything else to do, it had a big debate on repealing Obamacare. So there are millions of people out there who think it was repealed.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no way to break through that very easily. Then comes this debacle of a website, which seemed to confirm that it must have been repealed or it should have been repealed. Now, for the first time, after weathering the most negative propaganda campaign from within the Congress in history and the worst website, we're able to get out what really is happening.
Right. So you're saying it only can get better based on looking at those two data points for you.
Well, I'm saying it will get better. I'm saying
it's not going to get better. Shut up. And most people thought it was repealed? What a weak, just pathetic excuse that was. Nobody thought it was repealed. What are you, where did these people get this stuff from? See, this is what irritates me. I mean, they just pull a lie directly out of their ass. They throw it out there. And people in the media, they just believe it because a politician told them. No. It is your job, not only as a journalist, if you're a real journalist, but as a citizen. Both. You must question your leaders each and every day. If you're not going to question them, they're going to be able to do whatever the hell they want to. They don't have to follow this Constitution if you don't force them to. And this just bizarre, absolutely just lunacy that people thought it was repealed so they didn't sign up for it. What? Where did that come from? How do people get? Where? No, nobody thought it was repealed. You're an idiot. Oh, there's going to be people just running into droves like you've never seen before. All these people are going to be running and give me my Obamacare. Give me my Obamacare. Oh, oh. Nobody's going to be running. They're running away from it. They know what it's already done. They don't want it. They'll accept the $95 fine and they're not going to sign up for it. And why should they? Why should anybody sign up for it? Look, we can't have the government controlling any more of our lives. It's up to us to control our lives. Whether we do it right, wrong, good, bad, or indifferent, it's still up to you to control your life. It's not up to me to control your life. It's not up to you to control my life, to my mama. It's not up to my brothers and my sisters and my cousins. My aunts and uncles, not up to my neighbors, certainly not up to my college professors. And most goddamn certainly it's not up to our politicians. The only tyranny a human being should ever be allowed to have is a tyranny over themselves. Because if you can't control yourselves, you can't control anything. You must first get yourself under control. And when you're out here making these bizarre excuses that people thought it was repealed is why they didn't sign up for it. Well, first of all, if you thought that Obamacare was repealed, you're an idiot. You're a stupid, stupid person. You're an idiot. I'm sorry, but if you say idiotic things, you do idiotic things, there's only one thing that you could possibly be, and that is an idiot. And we're all idiots from time to time. I've been an idiot a few times. Hell, I got no trouble admitting it that. So what? I admit my mistakes. I got no trouble with it. I learn from every goddamn mistake I make. And I make a lot of them. I don't need anybody to tell me the mistakes I made because I tell myself as soon as I make them. But you have to admit that you made a mistake. And I don't admit that I made a mistake just because somebody told me I made a mistake. No, no, no. You got to back that up with proof. You're going to tell me I made a mistake? Well, you better have the proof to back it up because I'm not going to just admit it because you said it. No, huh? Well, we do have the proof, Miss Eleanor Holmes Norton. Nobody thought it was repealed, and people aren't going to be running in there. I mean, when does this stuff end? I'd like to know when this stuff is going to end. Well, it's up to us. We have to end it. They're not going to end it. We have to do it. We have to rise up. I'm sorry. We're going to have to get off the couch. We're going to have to put down the bag of Cheetos, put down the ceramic squirrels. We're going to have to get out there, and we're going to have to fight for our freedom. If we want it back, we're going to have to take it back. They've got it. They've got it in a lockbox in Washington, D.C. Well, we need to break into that box and allow that freedom to reign across the country. And when I say rain, I'm talking R-A-I-N, as in rain. Now we got this Zeke Emanuel, who's still suffering from delusions, who thinks that Fox News underfunded Obamacare. And this guy's allowed to practice medicine? Look, if you're suffering delusions, you have no business practicing medicine. If anybody's a medical review board, could you please check out Mr. Zeke Emanuel and find out if he's still a practicing doctor? Because if you're suffering from delusions, I feel sorry for his patients. He shouldn't be allowed to practice medicine. If he thinks that Fox News underfunded Obamacare, Fox News cannot underfund any piece of legislation. That is delusional. That's ridiculous. And enough kind of crap like that. So the CEO proposal calls for removing day-to-day control of the marketplace from the CMO, blah, 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 blah. Zeke Emanuel, one of the administration's longest-standing allies in healthcare reform, recommended to the marketplace in an October 22nd op-ed article in the New York Times. Why is this guy even part of the deal here? Just shut up, Emanuel. You're an idiot. Calling it one of the five things the White House could do to fix Obamacare. Now listen to this. I know we only got a few minutes, but I'm going to get this done. The administration has adopted Emanuel's four other recommendations. First one, better window shopping features for healthcare.gov. Better window shopping features.
Oh.
Well, that'll bring the cost down. You got window shopping. Yeah, looks good. That'll bring the cost down.
Okay.
A concentrated effort to win back public trust. Well, yeah, they've done a really good job with that, haven't they? They got your trust? They don't have my trust. I don't know whose trust they got. A focus on the customer shopping experience. What shopping experience? They can't sign onto the goddamn website. And when they do, they can't get all the way through. And if they do get all the way through, that information that takes their financial information over to the goddamn insurance company and make sure that you get a payment debited out of your account so you do have insurance isn't even built yet. So how the hell can they come over here and tell me that the administration has adopted Emanuel's recommendations? What? What? You didn't adopt anything. The site's not even built yet. There's no better shopping experience. There's no friggin' trust. If there was public trust in Obamacare, we'd be all signing up for it. A public outreach campaign to engage young adults. Really? So they just need a campaign, an outreach campaign. And that'll work. So we got, you know, Coco Boy, we got this guy here. Listen to this.
Let me be clear. When I'm in the Oval Office, call me President Barack. President Barack. And if my critics get an attitude, I tell them to stop. I tell them to stop. And if you need that new health care, sign up because it's hot. I'm Commander-in-Chief, and I'm two-term strong.
Get the hell out of shut up. I can't take that. Is that going to make you sign up? If you're out there, you're a young man, young woman out there in your 20s, maybe your 30s. Is that going to make you sign up for this crap? Really? Then you're an idiot and you deserve this Obamacare. Jesus God. A public outreach campaign? No. Here's how you get people to sign up for Obamacare. First, You've got to fix it. You've got to make it where people want to sign up for it. And you have to give them what you tell them you're going to give them. If you're going to let them keep their doctor, you got to tell them. If you're going to take the doctor away, you got to tell them. All right, we're running dangerously close out of time. I just got a cue in here, so we've only got a few more seconds. So I will see you back here tomorrow, or actually I will see you next year on New Year's Day, 10 a.m. sharp. Happy New Year's, everybody! Goodbye!
You feel that?